Welcome back inside the Boardman Quaker Steak and Lube. Here the first hour, the second week of our Penguin Playbook radio show here on 1390 WNIO. I'm Romo back here, like I mentioned, from our Boardman Quaker Steak and Lube location. Pleased to be joined with some members of the Youngstown State men's golf team now, Ryan Sam and Nolan Schilling. Before we bring our men's golfers in, I'd like to send along another message. You can experience the fun of tailgating before a YSU football game this season. Host your next group outing, company picnic, or family get-together on game day at Stambaugh Stadium. Hospitality tent packages are available for all home games. Plus, you can get discounted prices on game tickets. To reserve your place, call 330-941-1978. So please be joined with senior Ryan Sam and redshirt sophomore Nolan Schilling. Guys, thanks for taking the time to join me today.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
So, Ryan, I'll start with you. You're kind of the leader of this team. We were talking with Coach Joy about it during the first part of our show. You're heading into your final season of collegiate golf coming up. Just talk a little bit about what your journey here at Youngstown State has been like through these first three seasons. I know you're a local guy, which we'll touch more on later, but just talk about what that journey has been like for you thus far.
You know, it's been fantastic. I didn't have a lot of looks coming out of high school. I definitely describe myself as a late bloomer, but Coach Joy, you know, took a chance on me and let me play for my hometown Division I team, which, you know, pretty much a dream come true. And I've got to play with some great leaders on the team when I was an underclassman that I think really, you know, set the stones for how I thought, you know, if I got this opportunity to lead my team one day, that I would model that after. There's been, you know, ups and downs, good golf, bad golf, but overall my journey, I've learned so much about myself, my golf game, and just the relationships that you make with the rest of the team, people in other schools in the Horizon League, and so on and so forth. Has been fantastic.
And you talk about those relationships that you're able to build throughout your collegiate career. If you want to kind of go a little bit further, I know personally a lot of the men's golfers through my time here at Youngstown State. Who are some of the guys that have kind of stuck out as those leaders for you that you kind of looked up to coming onto campus as a freshman, and now here you are kind of in their shoes?
I think the big one for me was my freshman year. You know, our leader by far was Brian Corduple, and he was a leader off the course in the way that he, you know, held us accountable, led us, got us motivated, but he was also a leader on the course with his play. And, you know, that's what I'm hoping to do is, you know, I want these guys to follow me on the golf course with my play and, you know, help us, you know, shoot good scores and, you know, finish well in tournaments. But I want them to just trust me off the course and, you know, rely on me and anything they need, golf or non-golf. You know, I've modeled it after pretty much my relationship with Corduple my freshman year.
Yeah, definitely. Nolan, we'll bring you in now. So it'll be your second season playing here collegiately, but your third year at Youngstown State, coming in your redshirt sophomore season. We've talked about the camaraderie of the team. Golf is very interesting because it's not the biggest rush. Like, you have your footballs that have 100 guys, and these other sports have a bunch of guys. How close-knit is this team kind of throughout your time here at Youngstown State? And talk a little bit about those relationships that you've been able to form.
Yeah, so like you said, I'm redshirt, so this is my third year. But I will say that I think that this group that we have right now is probably the most tight-knitted group that we've had. Everyone's each other's best friend, and I think that's really important. Team chemistry is the most important thing, I think, in any sport, really. But in golf, it's kind of looked over, but it's something that really can help you do well as a team.
And it was real interesting for me kind of looking at the layout of the roster. Of course, Ryan's the only senior. It seems like everyone else on the team is almost the exact same grade or very close to each other. So you start to build these close bonds the second you get on campus and you have to go to these student-athlete events and all these things like that. How big are those early events that you have to attend? And it works for just a normal student at Youngstown State as well, for being able to build friendships not only on the course but off it as well.
Yeah, most of these guys, like Coach Joy said, they're all local. And, you know, I was the only kid coming from out of state at that time. Now we have someone from Colorado, so he's kind of in the same boat. But whenever I came in freshman year, yeah, I didn't really know anybody. But doing those events was really big, the team, building events and whatever. You know, Ryan was a big part of that. You know, freshman year, I really didn't know anybody. And Ryan kind of took me under his wing, like he was saying, because he's a great leader. And so doing those events is really good for having people meet each other and being successful.
Definitely. So as we now kind of take a dive into how both you guys performed last season, Ryan, we'll start with you. Five top 25 performances out of the 12 tournaments competed in, including, I mentioned with Coach Joy, a tie for ninth at the Horizon League Championships last spring down in the state of Florida. Which part of your game would you say kind of
tailored yourself the best and kind of got you to those top placements throughout last season?
Well, I'd like to think that I'm a better ball striker than I am, but, you know, it's always a work in progress. But my short game keeps me in all my rounds. Mm-hmm. I take pride in inside 30 yards, you know, getting creative, getting imaginative, you know, using your imagination. And I trust my flat stick. Again, everybody goes through bad periods up and down, but I'd say that's the core of my game that's helped me just hang on to those rounds that maybe I'm not hitting it great, and then really excel those rounds that, you know, I trust what I'm doing.
I would definitely say that golf is one of the most mentally challenging sports out of any, because it's such an individual sport. You have a bad shot, but it's not like you can just pick it up and put it back where you want it to go. You have to work your way around certain things. Is there any kind of mental preparedness that you give yourself coming into a tournament that helps you kind of get through those bad lumps and kind of keeps you calm throughout a round?
I mean, no preparation in particular. I just stress to these guys, and I'll stress to them this year, that you just have to stay patient. You know, most of our events, we're going to play 36 holes in a day, and that's going to take 11, 12 hours on those days. And I mean, I promise you, you're going to hit bad golf shots in those 12 hours. So you just have to just have patience. And we're big this year on just damage control and how to just, you know, save a bogey in a couple places that, you know, could turn into a bigger number. But, you know, even if it takes some meditation at the beginning of the round before we go out there, just patience. You just have to have patience, and, you know, it really helps you just be good for the rest of the round.
Nolan, back to you as we take a look at your season last year. Redshirt freshman season, you had four top 25 finishes out of the 11 tournaments you participated in, including a low score of 68 on three occasions. Was there a learning curve at all for you during that first season of collegiate golf? I know it's most sports that are team sports, I feel like there's more of a curve than there is in golf because it's the same game that you play. It's not like you're playing against bigger people or anything. Was there anything you had to kind of overcome during that first season?
Yeah, I remember talking with Ryan about it. It's just playing 36 holes in one day is a lot of golf. And, you know, with junior golf, you only do that a handful of times in your entire career. Yeah. In college, it's like that every week for the season. So just like Ryan said, patience is one of those things that I really started to learn and develop, because it's something that playing 36 holes was something that I really never done that much on a week-to-week basis. But, yeah, patience was pretty key for me. That's one big thing that I've learned, and I think it's helped me a lot.
And
it's
going to
continue to help me.
Golf being one of those individual sports, and, you know, you go through your ups and your downs, I'm sure you really have to appreciate the good shots that kind of keep your morale up throughout the rest of the round. Nolan, I'll start with you. Was there one moment or one shot last season, whether it was you sticking the green from very far out or you hitting a long putt, was there any particular moment last season for you that stuck out among the rest from a morale standpoint?
I think whenever we won last year at St. Francis' tournament at Sunny Hannah, I think how many shots were we behind going to the final round?
A handful.
Handful
shots.
Yeah, so coming down to 18th hole, there's like high grass to your left and then out of bounds right. I had been hitting my driver very good all day, and I put my ball in the left grass and unfortunately never found it, so I had to go back to the tee box. And I hit a good one, and then I hit my next wedge shot onto the green from like 20 feet, and I made it. So I made a save bogey, and that ended up helping us win the tournament. So just being gritty and just knowing that, like, you just every shot counts. It's just that's probably the hole, at least.
I'm sure that's a perfect way to end a round, too.
Yeah, right.
Nothing going down after that. Ryan, from your standpoint, was there a particular moment last season that stuck out to you among the rest?
I mean, I'm sure a few shots at conference, being that was my best finish last year, were special to me. But, you know, I really love when this team succeeds. So I'll maybe piggyback off of Nolan. In that same round, I was playing behind Nolan. So just in the next spot behind, and I knew I watched him hit that ball left into the fescue on 18, and I didn't know what score he made. I didn't know that he saved a five. But I made a few putts the previous holes, I think 15 and 17, that kind of got us back in. And I wasn't the best score that day for the Penguins, I know that. But those two putts gave us confidence and I think did bump us up the leaderboard and gave me confidence that if I needed to save him from, you know, a possible double bogey that he made, that I could have done it. But he ended up saving bogey, and I think my score didn't matter for that round. But there was a few in that round. But.
And this next question is kind of for both of you guys. We've talked multiple times about how it's kind of a close-knit team. There's not too many guys on the roster, so you're all kind of traveling in vans, I'd imagine, back home. How fun was that ride back home from St. Francis after winning that tournament?
It was a blast. I mean, it felt good you know, again, maybe not the most competitive field of, you know, big, like, Division I teams in there, but Cleveland State was in there, and that's definitely a team just because the same conference and the closest team to us other than Robert Morris, but the team that we constantly, you know, want to go head-to-head with. Yeah. We know a lot of their guys. So a team that we want to beat, and, you know, we played them straight up that day, that second round, and it did feel good to be able to get it done, you know, especially a little rivalry between us and them. So it felt good to get it done against them.
So, Nolan, we mentioned how you redshirted your freshman season here at Youngstown State and then played last season. What was the hardest part for you during that season that you redshirted, kind of when you guys got to the tournament, you weren't able to compete? Was there something holding you back, or was it just kind of in the best mindset for you to use that year for growth and then move on and play the next season?
So that summer before, I've been playing good golf, but, you know, I mean, it's whatever. I was okay with it because I knew it was going to be best for me, knowing that I have that extra year now.
Yeah.
I don't have to get a JOB yet. Yeah. I have an extra year, which is nice. But, yeah, going back to that, I think it's just it was definitely very tough at first, but looking back on it now, it was a great decision talking with Coach. I think it was what was best for my game and best for me.
And obviously, I'm sure you used that season to really focus on your game and improve kind of by yourself. What was the biggest part of your game that you say you improved upon during that season, kind of off from playing in tournaments? Or was it just an all-around improvement?
It was pretty much all-around. Just, you know, tee to green, I've always been pretty good ball striking, able to keep the ball in front of me. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I struggle on the greens a little bit, but that's one thing I've been working on a lot lately, and something that I did work on a lot during my redshirt year, which I think's helped me a lot.
Awesome. Well, a great start here with the members of our Youngstown State men's golf team. We'll take our final break here first hour, and then we'll come back and learn more about Ryan and Nolan. Penguin Playbook radio show here on 1390 WNIO. Anthony Romo pleased to be joined with Ryan Sam and Nolan Schilling of the Youngstown State men's golf team. Before we wrap up our talk with our men's golfers, we'd like to send along one final message. The Penguin Club helps provide the margin of excellence for YSU athletics. Penguin Club members get chairback seats for YSU football games as well as game day parking. Your contribution benefits the YSU Athletics Scholarship Fund. Fans can join the Penguin Club by calling 330-941-2351 and support the team behind the teams. The Youngstown State football team back at home this Saturday. A 2 o'clock start against the Robert Morris Colonials at Stambaugh Stadium. Pleased to welcome back in Ryan Sam and Nolan Schilling. Ryan, we'll pick things up right where we left off. I want to go back to your freshman season here at Youngstown State. Had a really good season, averaged 75.7 strokes per round, which was the lowest by a YSU freshman in 15 years, and you've dropped that average down over an entire stroke, averaging 74.3 strokes per round this past season. How fulfilling has that growth been for you throughout these few years of collegiate golf?
It has been fulfilling. I mean, I've always, you know, I always want to push myself more and wish that I lowered it, you know, that much more each season, but just to prove that, you know, I really have a chip on my shoulder and I have the motivation to keep improving each season and then to see those results. It definitely shows just the maturity I feel like that I've become as a player. You know, college golf is really hard, and I was just a little freshman out there just basically hitting it and finding it. And not that you don't want to be too technical and overthink, but I've definitely developed a level of just maturity out there that just – helps me score on a little bit, you know, better of a level, and just overall as a better player, just keeps me in rounds a little longer.
And golf's a unique sport compared to a lot of the other ones that we talked to athletes from, like we talked to the volleyball team last week. And it's kind of a unique question to ask the student athlete, you know, what are you doing to prepare for your final season? Well, golf, it's something you can play your entire life, basically.
Right.
You guys aren't going to hang the clubs up after your final season of collegiate golf, I'd imagine. But, Ryan, heading into this season, has there been a particular part of your game this summer that you've really been trying to key in on and improve that you think will help this team out throughout this regular season?
Definitely. You know, improving my driver and just my long irons, kind of just the longer clubs in my bag in general, like we talked about a little bit ago. Mm-hmm. That shorter area of my bag is like my bread and butter and where I strive, but I want to turn my weaknesses into strengths. So definitely improved on driving the golf ball this summer, and that helped me have a pretty successful summer, summer that I was pretty satisfied with. And definitely just looking to, not that this first tournament or our first couple are super, super long golf courses, but looking to just tune in my longer irons in general, I think can really help me and help our team for this fall.
And something that I was talking with Coach Joy about is, you know, throughout the summer, it's kind of up to you guys to improve, whether you want to play in tournaments or play by yourself or just go to the range a lot. Just talk about your summer a little bit and what were some of the tournaments you maybe played in or courses you played at a lot this summer?
My summer was good. The past 2 years after my freshman and sophomore year, I didn't really have great performance summers. So this one really felt good going into my senior year, that something to be proud of. A few highlights. We played in Akron for the Ohio Amateur, the state amateur qualifier, at a golf course called Fairlawn Country Club. And, you know, I wasn't too confident with my game actually going into that one. And I also slept in and almost missed my tee time,
That's
funny enough.
Good.
I showed up about like 12 minutes before my tee time, but I medaled and shot 66 that day. And so that one was a big confidence boost. And then a week later, definitely in the late June, early July area, was probably my best golf for the summer. I advanced through the first stage of the United States Amateur Qualifying at a golf course, actually, that we played at Sunny Hannah, was where the tournament was at. And I made two birdies late to shoot 69 and get into a playoff that was eight guys for five spots. So, you know, pretty sudden death just in the moment. And I had a late tee time, so I was pretty fortunate, but got through the playoff, birdied the first hole as it started raining, got out of there. And then a few county yams later in the summertime, Stark County, Summit County, even greatest golfer around here. Played pretty well in those three leading up to school. So just an extra confidence boost going into school, especially when I know that, you know, I'm going to be leading this squad this year. Yeah. So I want them to believe in me.
So you tried to keep yourself pretty busy.
Yeah, I did. I did.
Definitely. Nolan, over to you. What were some of the courses you played at this summer? I know Coach kind of uncorked the can of beans that you're a member at Oakmont. What were some of the courses you played at, and what were some of the memorable moments you had this summer?
Oh, yeah, I played in a bunch of, you know, golf tournaments, just like Ryan said, he did as well. You know, Western Pennsylvania, very lucky. They have a great golf association. But, hey, there's a lot of tournaments that you can play in.
Yeah.
West Penn Spring Stroke Play, Western Pennsylvania AM Open. So I played in the Western Pennsylvania Amateur, which was at Sunny Hannah, and I played well in that. I think I placed 11.
Of course, keeps coming back up.
Yeah, right? It keeps coming up. I played in that, and then I played in the Pennsylvania State Open, and then I played in the State Amateur as well. I played decent in those events. It was kind of just a nice confidence booster going up. And played well in the qualifier for the State Open, shot 65, so that was good.
Not bad.
Definitely gave me some confidence.
Yeah.
Wasn't putting it too well before that qualifier, and I putts started falling, so it gave me some confidence, which was nice.
Awesome. So I want to ask both of you guys, Nolan, I'll start with you. Out of your whole playing career, whether it's with Weiss or just in your own free time, what has been your favorite course that you've ever played at, or something that was kind of like a bucket list item for you that made you kind of really happy that you got to be there?
You know, it was a lot of fun, our last spring break trip that we went to Las Vegas. We got to play Wolf Creek. It was just, it's just unlike any course I've ever really played. I mean, it's like riding your golf cart's dangerous. I think we had to sign a waiver before we played, actually. That's no joke. I mean, every single cart path was up and down. I mean, luckily I was behind the wheel, and I trust my ability, but I wouldn't want someone else driving me around because just of how steep and sketchy some of those cart paths were. But
did you get to drive? Were you driving at that
course? I drove. I don't trust some of my teammates behind the wheel personally, so I did drive. Yes. Yeah.
So Nolan's talked about some of those courses. From your standpoint, what are some courses that have really stuck out to you during your playing career as kind of ones that you'll remember for a long time?
I mean, there's a few. I love Mission Inn, where we play conference at. I just love the entire tournament. You stay on property. The resort's, you know, wonderful. I love that golf course. I think it's fun. It's gettable. Like Nolan said, our spring break is so much fun. You know, Coach Joy is just so awesome enough to take us out there, and we have a tournament, you know, played a tournament last year, have the same tournament again this year, and we play some just awesome golf out there. Wolf Creek is awesome. I mean, there was seriously some of our kids, you know, that couldn't breathe on some of the tee boxes of how high in the air they were. Like, they were panicking. So it's pretty cool. I like a few of them on the schedule for the fall this year. Cleveland State's course. I really like Bucknell's course, which is late in the fall time. It always reminds me of fall. You know, Bucknell's campus is really pretty, and the golf course is really pretty. And, you know, with the leaves changing, it's always a fun one for me, and one that I feel like, you know, we can definitely get a team win and an individual win at. So those are some of the ones I'm excited for.
Awesome. And then kind of turning back the page a little bit, I want to talk about your time before Youngstown State. Ryan, you played at Boardman High School. You're a local guy, probably real close to Quaker Steak and Lube here in Boardman, I'd imagine. Three-time All-American Conference Player of the Year during your time at Boardman. And I want to ask both of you guys this first with Ryan. Was it always a goal of yours to play in college while you were kind of going through your high school career? Is it kind of something that just kind of happened late on?
I think it was a goal. I played baseball for a super, super long time, and I decided only my eighth grade year, basically going into high school, that I was just going to pursue golf in high school. And I think after a year or two, definitely like my junior year, it was starting to become a goal to get recruited and, you know, really realize that I could have a future in this. And it was something I was super passionate about. And then it became, you know, my true love is just this sport. You know, I hate it on some days. I love it on the other. But it truly is my passion. So I'm very grateful to be able to play it at the collegiate level.
Definitely. Nolan, from you, you talk about how you're one of the only guys that really wasn't local. You attended Franklin Regional High School in Western Pennsylvania. And for most sports, some of the rosters, we have players from all over the place. So you'd be one of the most local people around. From your high school perspective, your senior season, you shot in the low 70s per round for an average. Was college golf always a goal of yours during your high school playing days?
Yeah, I was always a multi-sport athlete. You know, Ryan said he played baseball. I started playing hockey when I was 5 all the way up till graduated high school. And I think I started golf when I was 8 years old. I started playing competitive golf, I think, when I was 10 years old. And I think once I started playing that, I knew that golf was going to be my sport. I think that's when I knew I definitely wanted to play in college.
Yeah.
So I think it was always a good motivator for me to just want to keep getting better and keep striving just to get better each day.
So we'll only have a few more questions left, about 5 minutes left during our hour. Nolan, I'll start with you. What was it about Youngstown State that was a selling point to you that made you want to come here and play college golf?
I'm a real homebody. I have a couple dogs at home. I love my family. Okay. So it's only an hour and a half drive. Just hop on the turnpike, and I'm back at home. But also just when I came here, I met some of the teammates, and just like how it was back then and it is now, just a tightly bonded team. And, you know, that's something that I think is really a selling point for this place. It's just everyone here is great. All the teachers are great. Coaches are great. It's just a great environment, a lot of great people.
Yeah, I'd say Youngstown State offers both academically and athletically the facilities, the professors, the majors.
Yeah.
Youngstown State really one of the best, especially regionally here in the Midwest. Ryan, for you, what was it about Youngstown State? You're really close to home. What was it about Youngstown State that was a selling point for you?
Like I talked about earlier, you know, Coach Joy was my only Division I look coming out of high school. You know, I talked to, like, Ashland University and Notre Dame College before they shut down and other schools kind of in that Division II range. But, you know, to be able to play at the Division I level, which I did know senior year because, you know, I like to keep up on things, keep up with, you know, college golf even when I was in high school. I knew how different the competition level was at Division I versus Division II. I mean, you know, we're in the Horizon League. You know, I know we're not Power Four, but we play against, you know, like Coach Joy said, we're normally at Turning Stone this weekend, which is held by Boston College, and oftentimes they have a couple SEC schools in the field. And I just knew that I was going to be pushed to become better playing against kids like that. So, and I also stay at home. You know, my house is 15 minutes from campus. I live on campus, but, you know, I go home, see my dog, see my mom every day. So it's real convenient for me, and, it's awesome.
And then one final question for each of you guys. Ryan, I'll start with you. What's your major here at Youngstown State, and do you have any plans of what you want to do upon graduation?
So I'm a finance major. I actually interned for Maransky Companies in Southwoods this past summer, and I really, really enjoyed it. It is a fantastic company with even better people. Ms. Maransky's fantastic, and no exact plans yet, but, you know, they offered me the opportunity to explore possible career options with them, at least I think so, after graduation. Not that I'll, you know, set anything in stone. I'll always be looking around for possible opportunities, but definitely somewhere in that line of field.
Awesome. And Nolan, for you, just what's your major here, and do you have any plans yet of what you want to do? I know you have a few more years before you graduate, but do you have an idea of what you want to do post college?
Yeah, so I'm just a business administration major. I don't really know what I want to do yet. My dad has a medical distribution company, and maybe I'll look into maybe interning for him soon or something like that. It's obviously by my house, so which is nice. So, and obviously this is close, but still, obviously being home is nice. But
awesome. Awesome. Well, both of you guys, thanks for taking the time to join me. That'll do it for our first hour with the Youngstown State men's golf team here on the Penguin Playbook Radio Show. When we come back, Bob Hannon will speak with members of the Youngstown State football team here on 1390 WNIO.